Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
I was trying to cancel my membership.
Okay, I do see the other agent said they couldn't locate an account for you. Let's start here. I'm going to start with, we'll start from the beginning and see if we can't find it. How much were you charged?
$7.95.
And when were you charged? Today?
Yes.
Okay. What is your zip code, please?
96150.
96150. Thank you. Your first and last name, please?
Teresa Murray.
See, I don't have anything. And this number was on your statement?
No, it was my cell number.
Your phone number was on the statement?
I think it was my cell number was on my statement.
Okay, I'm talking about when you see this charge on your account where they charged you $7.95, was this the phone number up underneath that charge?
No.
Okay, see, I don't have an account I don't have an account showing we charged you with the first and last name, your phone number, or your zip code.
It was the phone number that was put on there, 530-307-1459.
Hang on just a second. 530-307?
307-1459.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have an account. You would probably need to contact the bank or the credit card and see if they have a better number for that charge because I don't have one.
Can I give you...
Yes, ma'am. So when they charge... What product was it were you purchasing?
It was a shipping... It was a shipping and handling charge.
For
but
what?
I can give you the order ID number.
Sure.
6815-37167.
Yes, ma'am. We don't have an account coming up for that, ma'am. We don't have an order number with that number. What product was it were you paying the shipping and handling on? The name of the product.
It was the Ninja Knife Set.
Yes, ma'am. See, I don't see where your charge went through, ma'am. I don't have a charge for you. I'm sorry, but I don't have an account.
Okay, I'll try to call the bank.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Oh,